Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Morena Penny, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Very good, very good. Now that I've seen the exciting lineup, it's very exciting.
Should we kick things off with a caller request?
Yep, sure.
Mark called in earlier this morning, if you're listening, Mark. He wanted Penny to let him know why models don't smile.
It's a good question, actually.
And I kind of thought this might be the reason, but I googled it.
Why is it then?
Models are showcasing the designer's brand, not their pearly whites.
Oh.
A smile can make a controversial new trend look ridiculous.
Ooh.
Runway smiles can imply interaction with the audience.
It's fashion, darling.
People might think they're humans. Oh, my God.
Yeah. A model's lack of smile creates the vision of an unshakable personality. This
oh
is coming
God.
From...
This is quite savage.
Yeah. From all my friends are models.
Oh. Does that mean that they're just a little bit salty? They're like, oh, my friends are models, but they
I
don't
I feel like
smile.
It's one of those things that, like, it started out and then no one's just ever really said anything, and now that's just the way it is.
Well, like, in the 50s and 60s, people did smile and they had personality and they were twirling around and it was all good. But I think I can understand, like...
The showcasing thing.
Yeah, and, like, say if you're wearing something that is, you know, like Alexander McQueen or something, and one of his things... If
you're smiling, it doesn't really work.
Or there's that, looking ridiculous thing,
that show that he had where they had to pretend they were in an asylum and they all were, like...
Right.
And that was amazing, and I can't imagine that working if they were smiling.
No. Yeah. I guess maybe, like, what I think is it should be more about, like, depending on who the artist is, depending on who the designer is or whatever, like, maybe more about the spectacle. You could play it by ear a little bit more.
Yeah, and
sometimes
I think,
it's lovely to see models just like having a great time.
Yeah, well, Vivienne Westwood, like in her earlier days, I don't know about now because I can't remember what I've seen, like they all had personality and smiling and having a great party and dancing down the runway. And,
strutting away. What's her name? Sarah, what is that woman's name with the blonde hair? Gorgeous one, very, very lippy, very posh as well. But she was like the great Vivienne Westwood personality. She used to do a lot of sort of like slagging people off while she was walking down the runway.
Oh my God,
she'd be like yelling at people in the front row. She'd be like, rah! It was very, very entertaining.
What did you come in to talk about?
I was going to talk about Gloria Vanderbilt, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. And for people who don't know her, she was... pretty much an icon, born into a very wealthy family, but I think her father kind of gambled his railway inheritance away.
Yeah.
She was born in 1924, but she was a bit of a Renaissance woman. She was a painter, an artist, like a poet, wrote books, was an actor, and then she kind of got involved in the middle of that, doing all that. She got involved in... a company from New York called Mejani in 1976. They were kind of looking for someone to put as their face and put their name on a new denim line they had.
Oh, okay, right.
And so she was like the first person to release designer denim in the sense of tight-fitting, dark, you know, jeans.
Trendy.
I just remember like hating these all my life for some reason. I just like, I don't know, I just thought they were really weird. But I remember they had a distinctive logo. They had a swan on the coin pocket.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to read out this description of the logo.
Made which about denim.
That swooping cursive scrawl with the G and the V leaning right as if blown by a gust of wind or enthusiasm, the D listing left as if leaning in to confide a secret.
Ooh.
All of it splashed across the back pockets of millions of tight-fitting dark denim jeans. This was for a time like a secret passport to a new world of style.
Secret passport to a new world of style. Wowee.
Yep.
They're definitely going for the international jet set kind of thing with that language there.
Yeah, so it was kind of like the denim of, you know, high society. We're talking about kind of the competition towards like Lee and Levi's, which is like pale blue, kind of hardworking kind of, you know, rock and roll kind of denim. And this the Vanderbilt denim actually became like thing, like Blondie modeled it. When it went on sale in 1977, the commercial cost $1 million to make.
Wow.
And they she's like on the ad going, you know, they fit as tight as the skin on a grape or something like that. So it was pretty funny. But they sold all 150,000 pairs on the first day that they went on sale from that commercial. So
That's amazing.
And at one point in 1980, they were generating more than $200 million a year in denim, and they were out like selling people like Calvin Klein and Jordache and Sassoon and all
that. Was
that
kind of down to Gloria herself, like her personality, do you reckon?
Yeah, it was definitely. She was known as being, you know, she was a socialite, but she was very famous. And she was famous because right from, like, her father died when she was only 18 months old.
Right.
And the media followed her all her life.
Oh,
because
wow,
okay. Her mum was a bit of a party lady.
Mm-hmm.
And her aunt, who was her father's sister, went for custody for her. So right from a young age, they were in the media because they were, like, very wealthy.
Mm.
But technically a lot of her wealth was squandered by
the father.
Yeah, gambling and stuff. And then she kind of, with all this fashion and all the stuff that she did, she did kind of get money back, but her psychiatrist and her psychiatrist and her lawyer defrauded her. And so she ended up owing millions in back taxes and lost all her money. But
far
then
out.
She also had like quite a full-on social life. So she married four times, and her second husband was like 40 years older than her when she was in her like early 20s. And then her fourth husband, she was like, that kind of seemed to be like the love of her life. And she had four kids in total, four boys. And the last two were to Wyatt Cooper, who was her last husband, and Anderson Cooper is her son.
Oh, okay.
The CNN journalist.
I didn't know that.
And he had a brother who suffered really badly from depression, and so he committed suicide at 23.
Shit, that's awful.
And she wrote a book about her husband's death and his death, and became someone that people really, you know, that she sold a lot of the books because she was just so likable.
Frank about it. And she's quite remarkable. She's completely glamorous. I've just googled her to refresh my memory, and she is totally glamorous. But now that I'm looking at her as well, I've definitely seen interviews of her talking about the grief thing, and it is actually quite remarkable. She's really generous with how she sort of talks about that quite openly, I guess.
Yeah, and Anderson Cooper kind of talks about her a lot and about how positive she was. Like, she kind of had some tragedy in her life, but she always turned it around and was always like a positive kind of influence on everybody that, you know, got to know her.
Yeah.
And she won awards for textile design and all that kind of stuff. She was just like truly a Renaissance woman.
Oh,
you know?
Amazing.
Yeah.
She looks like a lot of fun as well. She's got a cheeky grin.
Yeah. And when you see like photos of her like at parties and stuff, she looks like she'd be the one to know.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to chat to her, elbow their way over with their champagne.
Yeah.
So she's a bit of an icon and just passed away recently.
Yeah. She was 95.
It's pretty good innings.
Unfortunately, she passed away from aggressive stomach cancer. But, yeah, I mean, that's awful.
She's an amazing woman, though. Go give her a Google if you haven't
I think some of her genes are still floating around, like on Depop and stuff like that.
Yeah,
or maybe
sometimes you can run across them in vintage stores and stuff. But I recommend also checking out the ad because it's quite camp. I love it.
Yeah. So that's Gloria Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Thank you very much, Penny. Thanks. What a legend.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir.
We are the Goon Squad and we're coming to town. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Someone just tuned in and they said,